seal test system of laboratory protection presents Rudy Valley with John Barrymore, the King's Men, and our very special guest, Lionel Barrymore.
My time is your time. A song. What a song.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rudy Valley welcoming you to another seal test program. The weatherman tells us that August is the warmest month of the year, and I predict that tonight will prove to be particularly hot. But with the brothers Barrymore, Lionel and John in our midst exchanging verbal fireworks, welcome, Lionel.
Thank you, Rudy. You know, I'm getting to, so I feel right at home on your program.
That's splendid, Lionel. We want you to feel perfectly at home.
So why don't you scatter a few subpoenas around so Brother John can feel at home, too?
Brother, let us not speak ill of those who love us.
What? Well, Rudy, those words come out of old Gargoyle Puss.
Did you hear what he called you, John, old Gargoyle Puss?
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names can never hurt them.
Rudy, what have you done to my brother?
I don't know. He is unusually sweet tonight.
Sweet? He's gooey. But wait, I think I know how to get his dandruff. Watch this. Look here. Tell tall, dark, and gruesome.
Laughs enjoyed at others' expense are ill-gotten.
John, what's happened to you? Don't you know me? I'm Lionel. Speak to me like a brother. Insult me. Snort at me. Call me a ham.
Nay, brother. 'Tis I who smell of the smokehouse.
Suffering catfish. The man's gone mad at last. I predicted this 94 years ago.
John, you're driving Lionel into a nervous breakdown. What's come over you?
Nothing, Rudy. Nothing. Only I don't think it's good policy to insult one's potential business partner.
Business partner? Oh. I went that way, John.
Why, Lionel, I merely have a proposition, and I want to give you some of the business.
Brother, you've been giving me the business for the past 50 years.
Nevertheless, it's my theory, Brother Lionel, that every actor should have something beside acting to rely upon, some investment to bring in money when his active acting days are over.
So you know, Lionel, John is right. He's thinking of the future. He can't go on acting forever.
What do you mean he can't? He has.
Listen to me, me Metro-Goldwyn-Methuselah. When you get too old to act, what'll you do?
Same thing you did. Get a job on the Valley Show.
All jesting aside, I was thinking of going into the real estate, in the real estate business. And I was hopeful that you would join me.
Say, that's not a bad idea. The Barrymore and Barrymore Real Estate Company, huh?
That's a great idea. Then I can buy property for you fellows wholesale. You know, a penny saved is a penny earned.
With you, Valley, a penny earned is a penny saved.
Big laugh. Yes, and with you, John, a penny earned is a penny attached.
No comment. How soon do we open for business?
Immediately after I sing this song. A song, by the way, which was written by our batonier, Eddie Paul. So, Eddie, take the downbeat. The credit or the blame?
It must have been an optical illusion. I thought you smiled at me. It must have been an optical illusion. I saw how happy we'd be. Sweet wedding bells were always our ambition. Neath a starry sky above, we carried on that very old tradition. Sweet wedding bells were always our ambition. Neath a starry sky above, we carried on that very old tradition of a boy and a girl in love. And then the blackbird sang a blue note, and with their mournful refrain, sat upon my windowsill and tried so hard to explain. Then my walls came tumbling down in great confusion. Now I'm alone and blue. It must have been an optical illusion. It wasn't me or you. It wasn't me. It wasn't you. On the fringe of a large city stands a new real estate development known as Honeymoon Heights. If you look closely, you can see the owners, Lionel and John Barrymore, crossing their newly acquired property.
Oh, I'm tired, John. You row for a while.
Well, Lionel, what do you think of Honeymoon Heights?
Heights?
This is a swamp. Who do you expect to honeymoon here? Chloe?
Lionel, do you realize you're insulting a young genius of real estate?
Young genius? You haven't handled a real estate deal since the Louisiana Purchase.
But, Lionel, this was such a bargain. Only 50 cents an acre, of course. We feed the alligators.
Don't give me ideas. Who sold you this motel for mosquitoes?
A very reputable gentleman, Mr. Oscar J. Gesundt.
Gesundt? Did he name it Honeymoon Heights?
No, that was my idea. He called it Gesundt Heights.
What are we supposed to build here? Flop houses for flounders?
It may interest you to know that I have a plan to sell Honeymoon Heights and scoop the other real estate dealers.
Oh.
Well, they've been selling houses to honeymooners by waiting at the courthouse and grabbing the couples as soon as they're married.
Then why don't you ever go down to the courthouse?
Are you kidding?
Go ahead. What's your plan to sell honeymoon houses?
We'll talk to the couples as soon as they're engaged.
How are you going to do that?
It's simple. Now, most fellas propose on a balmy summer's evening like this. And where do you think they propose?
I don't know. Undoubtedly you do.
Yes, undoubtedly I do. It's a place called Lover's Leap. Now, my plan is for you and me to go up there tonight, wait for some young fella to pop the question, and before he's out of the romantic days, sell him a Barrymore bungalow on Honeymoon Heights.
But suppose said sentimental sucker doesn't propose tonight.
Oh, he'll propose all right. I've hired a quartet to sing appropriate harmony and mood music.
What if this plan fails, John?
I'll go back to acting. I'd rather be a bad actor than a bad real estate man.
Brother, you hit the jackpot.
Well, let's go to Lover's Leap and see what happens. Toujours l'amour, Lionel. Get him, nothing will. Now let's get behind this tree and await developments.
Say, John, look at that couple sitting over there in that old 1922 Essex. I think the boy's about to propose. Listen.
At last, mine, all mine. I've waited for this moment for years, and now at last, all mine.
Do you mean it, darling?
Yes. I made the last payment on the car this morning.
Could that be the vibrant voice of Rudolph Vallée, the swain from Maine?
No, that can't be Rudy's car. I don't hear the meter ticking.
Big laugh. Darling, I have something here for you.
Oh, an engagement ring. Oh, it's beautiful.
Yes. It's got a place for a diamond, too.
That's Vallée, all right.
Ah, Gwendolyn, dearest. Here we are alone at last. Alone in this wooded glade where only the birds can hear us. And maybe a couple of beasts.
How did he know we were here?
Darling, you're the most precious thing in the world. They all want you, but I'll never let them take you. You're mine, my precious one, my rare one, my bright and shining one.
What's he got there, a girl or an aluminum pan?
Gwendolyn, I have great news for you. We can be married right away, you see. I've got a little money saved up.
You have, Rudy? How much?
Oh, about $3 million.
$3 million? Gee, I'll be able to get a washing machine and an electric iron and a vacuum
cleaner. Now, wait a minute. It doesn't grow on trees.
Gee, to think I'll be Mrs. Rudy Vallée. Rudy?
What?
How about a kiss?
Why, Gwen, we're not even married yet.
Aw, come on, Rudy.
Well, just a little one.
Gee, Rudy, how'd you learn to pucker up like that?
Oh, that's easy. At night, I put my lips up in curlers.
Now, how about the kiss?
Really, Gwendolyn, I think you're asking...
Oh, please, just one.
She begs for pennies when here stands the United States Mint.
Quiet. Quiet. Say, I think I'll just take a little peek and see what's going on.
Lionel, we're here to listen, not to look.
Sing to me, Rudy. We'll be two little nightingales. We'll fly up to the topmost branch of that tree, and I'll sit on the little speckled eggs while you fly overhead singing your song.
All right.
This I gotta see.
My little nightingale.
Listen, my little nightingale. Isn't it wonderful that stars can be so bright? That they come out at night for you and me. Isn't it marvelous that there's a moon above that I have you to love and you have me? Here we are, just we two. My universe revolves around you. Isn't it wonderful that we have spring and fall, that we can call it all?
Water measure 32. We'll work on it later.
Okay.
Shoot. Sandra?
Rudy, while you were singing, I saw a face peer from behind that tree over there.
John, she saw you.
What kind of a face was it, dear?
Well, I don't know. Do gophers have wrinkles?
Jig's up, John. We might as well step out and transact our business.
Okay. Now, don't be frightened, me blithesome lovebirds. We are the Barrymore brothers. Model homes for moony goons on honeymoons.
Dear, can we induce you to purchase a darling little dream cottage in Honeymoon Heights?
What do you say, dear? Shall I buy a honeymoon cottage from the Barrymore brothers?
Oh, Rudy, I'd live in a broken-down old shack with you.
Then you'll take it.
Wait, not so fast. How far is it over to Honeymoon Heights?
About 3 miles, as the escrow flies.
You know, son, a lot of people buy our lots just for the minerals they find there. Gold, silver, tin... Gypsum.
Gypsum?
And how? Now, how about letting the Barrymore brothers build you a dream cottage?
Oh, can you build houses, too?
Show the owner our card, John.
Yes, let's see it. Can we build houses by Lionel and John Barrymore? The floors may sag and the walls may sway, and they're not approved by the FHA, but they're patriotic to the core, these houses built by Barrymore. They contain no aluminum, copper, or brass, no iron, no steel, no window glass, no plaster, no shingles, no mortar or bricks, no nails, no lumber, not even sticks.
Our patriotism is too intense.
They need those things for national defense. Excelsior.
Bud.
You know, there's something magical about this home development business. All of a sudden, steam shovels appear in a pasture land, and before you can say Rudy Valley, homes are springing up, children are playing on lawns, housewives are bustling about kitchens. There's a lot of magic performed in those kitchens, too, preparing three meals a day. But we let you in on one secret that puts magic into meals. It's this. Use plenty of rich, seal-test heavy cream. Why, it gives every meal in the day a new zest and sparkle. Breakfast, for instance. A heaping dish full of chilled berries or crisp cereal, liberally powdered with sugar and drenched with seal-test cream. And a cup of fragrant coffee made richer, more flavorful with heavy cream. Or for luncheon, our famed Seal Test kitchen suggests a tasty summer salad, crowned with a mound of delicious fresh whipped cream, and a glass of cooling iced coffee with cream. And for dinner, use it to enrich soups and sauces, to make custards and puddings, or to top a thrilling berry shortcake. Yes, cream makes the meal. But remember this, Seal Test heavy cream is no ordinary cream. It's rich, thick, and flavorful. And it's supervised for quality and purity by the Seal Test laboratory system. Order a bottle from your Seal Test milkman and see how much it adds to mealtime pleasure. Red Raspberry Royale ice cream will soon be gone. Don't miss this luscious Seal Test flavor of the month. We'll tell you shortly where to buy Seal Test products in your community.
Believe me, there's no place like home. And believe me, there's no home like the place the Barrymore brothers are building. Yes, John and Lionel are building it with their own four little hands. Their own 20 little fingers.
Ouch!
Correction, 19 little fingers.
Well, there it is, Lionel. The last nail.
You run out of
the house is finally finished. Knock on wood. You fool, you knocked the wall down. Valley won't know the difference. We now have one less bedroom and one more porch. Our dream house is now open for inspection.
Yes, open on all sides.
Ah, here comes our client now. Welcome to Honeymoon Heights, Rudy.
Where are we, Page?
12, Rudy.
All right. Good day, gentlemen. I'm ready to be taken into my house.
And we're ready to take you, Bud. Into the house, he means.
Say, fellows, this house looks wrong to me. It's too big. I wanted a bungalow, and this is a two-story house.
Only at low tide. As a matter of fact, my boy, this house is only 60 cigarettes wide and 120 cigarettes deep.
60 cigarettes wide and 120 cigarettes deep?
Yes, you see, the Army does all our measuring.
On land, on the air, on the sea. Modern design does it.
Now, before you go in, here's a little contract we drew up for you to sign. No use reading it. You know us.
Yes, I do, so I'll read it.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I'll have to rush over to the bank before it forecloses. I mean closes. I'll be at the office, John.
The cost of this house is certainly high.
Don't forget, this entire house is stucco.
Yes, and this contract is gestinko. Look at these extras. Wallpaper, $100. John's labor in pasting wallpaper, $50. Lionel's labor in taking the wallpaper off John, $50. This is ridiculous. Why, I wouldn't buy this house if it were the only...
Rudy, darling.
Hello, Gwendolyn.
Rudy, dear. Whose little snookums are you?
Oh, Gwendolyn, not now.
Oh, come on now. Whose little snookums are you?
Gwendolyn, please.
Oh, Rudy, aren't you anybody's snookums?
Yes, anybody's.
The big laugh. That should be a big one. Gwendolyn, I want to talk to you about this house.
Oh, why, talk about it. Let's get married and move in, Rudy.
But, Gwen, you haven't even seen it.
We'll take it. Oh, it's so cute.
And so are you, me little snookums. Rudy, here's an added attraction I didn't tell you about. The acoustics in this house are perfect. I'll have my musical carpenters demonstrate for you. Boys, boys.
Yes, Mr. Barrymore.
Will you go into the first room you can find with walls on it and sing a song to prove the acousticity of our dream bungalow?
Certainly, Mr. Barrymore. Here we go. Gotta go to work on the 8:15. Oh, oh. Every day I struggle through the same routine. Oh, oh. Every night I go to bed and then get up to start all over again. We're gonna fly away.
And your cousins, and we'll camp right at their door. They may go broke, but holy smoke, we'll never worry anymore. They'll never miss me at the office, I'm never going back there at all. We'll never be at home when the butcher and the baker and the tailor and the landlord call. We're gonna leave us flat, so maybe grab your hat. Let's get away from it, let's get away from it all.
I'll take the house.
Sold! One honeymoon bungalow to Mr. and Mrs. Snookum.
Hello?
Yes, yes, this is the Barrymore Building Corps. And I do mean corpse.
Hello, this is the Army. Colonel Pants speaking.
Who?
Pants. Colonel Pants. Pants on the line.
Well, hang up. This is no laundry.
Oh, no, wait a minute. This is Colonel Pants of the Army Parachute Division. I want to see you about buying a house. Do you mind if I drop in on you?
No, drop right in.
Oh, thanks. And just to make sure you recognize me, I'll be wearing a green parachute with blue pinstripes. I'll be right over. Pants hanging up.
Goodbye.
Did I keep you waiting?
Oh, yes, I was getting a little impatient. Now, what can I do for you, Colonel Pence?
Well, about that so-called house you're building at Honeymoon Heights. The Army is prepared to buy it. What do you say to $5,000 in cash?
No. Calling Dr. Kildare. When will you be moving in, Colonel?
Oh, I won't be moving in. We're going to use the house for a bombing target. Now, here's your money. We start bombing in 15 minutes. Well, goodbye. I have a plane waiting for me. This is Pence taking off.
Lionel, I have wonderful news for you.
I have wonderful news for you.
I sold the house.
I sold the house.
There's an awful echo around here. Listen, Lionel, I sold the house to Rudy Valley. He's moving in right now.
You did? Why, I just sold it to the Army.
The Army? Won't it be a little crowded?
You don't understand. The Army's going to use the house as a bombing target.
A bombing target? Come on, Lionel, get your car out. We must save Rudy. Why, I'll never know.
Now a brief pause for seal test identification. Here we go to all of those communities where seal test milk and ice cream are sold. Ready? And so the fateful race is on as Rudy Valley and his lovely bride, Gwendolyn, move into their new home at Honeymoon Heights. Real estate men John and Lionel Barrymore rush to tell them that the Army is about to use it for a bomb target.
Lionel, we'll never get Rudy in time of this jiggling, jouncing jalopy.
Stop sputtering, John. I can't tell whether that noise comes from you or the motor. Ah, drat it. We're out of gas. I'll coast into that filling station.
Good evening, fellas. Some car you got there. What are you, college kid?
Never mind the flattery, young man. We're in a terrible hurry. Give us some gas.
I got a special in tires today. I'm an expert on tires.
Cut out the tire tripe. We want gas.
Pardon me, mister. Is that your original face or a retread?
Now, young man, leave my brother alone and put some gas in my tank.
Okay, buddy. Say, this headlight is on the blink. It needs a new wick.
I told you we were in a hurry.
Yeah, fill her up. 2 quarts of the 5-cent gas.
Okay, if you say so, but we got a special on fly spray and...
All we want is gas.
What's that?
Sorry, fellas. 7 o'clock. No more gas.
Let's run for it, Lionel. It's faster that way, anyhow.
Here we are, Gwendolyn, at the threshold of our new home, Honeymoon Heights.
I wonder what all the airplanes are doing over our house. Well, here comes one flying awfully low.
Yes, and the pilot is waving at us. Isn't that nice? Wave back at him, dear. Here we are alone at last with nothing in the world to bother us. And now that we are married, I don't think it's amiss to ask you for that kiss.
Oh, Rudy, you're so forceful.
Kiss me, Mrs. Valley.
What was that?
The house must be settling. You didn't kiss me yet, dear.
Rudy, dear, here's our first real kiss. I'll give you one you'll never forget. Kiss me, Rudy.
Where am I? Am I in heaven?
Rudy! Rudy! Speak to me, Rudy!
Oh, it's you, John. This can't be heaven. What happened? The last thing I remember, my wife, Gwendolyn, was kissing me.
We saw you come flying through the wall of the house.
Yeah, you hit a boulder and bounced 1,000 feet in the air.
You did 3 figure 8s in an outside loop, and when you landed, you rolled into this ditch.
Wow, that girl sure can kiss. When the Barrymores get together, it's a very short and very welcome step from comedy to drama. Tonight, Lionel and John Barrymore lend their serious and sincere talents to a thrilling patriotic work written by Elias Lieberman. It is called I Am an American, and it paints a most graphic word picture of this beloved land of ours, this melting pot into which have been poured all the races, colors and religions of the world, emerging as one, united in the cause of democracy and freedom. Presenting John Barrymore as the voice of the native-born, and Lionel Barrymore as the voice of the foreign-born.
I'm an American. My father belongs to the Sons of the Revolution. My mother to the Colonial Dames. One of my ancestors pitched tea overboard in Boston Harbor. Another stood his ground with Warren. Another hungered with Washington at Valley Forge. My forefathers were America in the making. They spoke in her council halls. They died on her battlefields. They commanded her ships. They cleared her forests. Dawns reddened and paled. Staunch hearts of mine beat fast at each new star in the nation's flag. Keen eyes of mine foresaw her greater glory, the sweep of her seas, the plenty of her plains, the man hives in her billion-wired cities. Every drop of blood in me holds a heritage of patriotism. I am proud of my past. I am an American.
I am an American. My father was an atom of dust. My mother a straw in the wind to his serene majesty. One of my ancestors died in the mines of Siberia. Another was crippled for life by 20 blows of the knout. Another was killed defending his home during the massacres. The history of my ancestors is a trail of blood to the palace gate of the great white Tsar. But then the dream came, the dream of America. In the light of the liberty torch, the atom of dust became a man, and the straw in the wind became a woman for the first time. "See," said my father, pointing to the flag that fluttered near, "that flag of stars and stripes is yours. It's the emblem of the promised land. It means, my son, the hope of humanity. Live for it, die for it. Under the open sky of my new country, I swore to do so. And every drop of blood in me will keep that vow. I'm proud of my future. I am an American."
Let all men cherish this land of liberty. Where there's wealth and no division of creed or clan, my brotherhood with courage living, beneath the flag of the free.
Precious land.
John and I shall be welcoming two grand comedy guests, a team of contrasting personalities that promises great fun, Miss Joan Davis and Senor Nat Pendleton. Until next week, this is Rudy Valley saying au revoir, hasta luego, good night.
Seal Test Incorporated and its member companies are subsidiaries of the National Dairy Products Corporation. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Okay, let's...